Echoes, the Backward Series, Episode 11, What's the Deal? By Jordan D. White. Thousands of people were gathered on and around the west steps of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. All 108 senators and 381 representatives, various other political figures and players, hundreds of members of the armed forces in full regalia, members of the press, and nearly countless well-wishers and onlookers gathered, huddled together on that cold January morning. The American flag whipped about on the cold wind, but like the crowd, it didn't let the temperature bring it down on such an important day. Just within, the young president-elect, Jimmy Kovacs, peeked nervously around a window frame, scanning the crowd. The Chief Justice approached him and gently lay a hand on his shoulder.
We can't wait for them forever.
They said they'd be back. They said it wouldn't take long, they'd be right back. They wouldn't miss it.
With all due respect, sir, they are missing it. There's an entire country waiting right now. Is Max Thornfield worth keeping an entire country out in the cold? I know they're your friends.
The Flash Pack is more than just my friends, sir. They're my family. I was with them since I was 8. They practically raised me.
The justice stepped back from the boy and looked to the floor.
I'm sorry, of course.
Jimmy looked out the window again, this time not looking for his friends. This time he looked at the crowd that was there. The throng of young people spilling with optimism, bundled up in the cold to see him sworn in. Signs reading, Jimmy's my boy, and gosh, we can change the country, were held overhead in gloved hands. Jimmy sighed.
Good luck, Max. You keep saving the world. I'll do what I can for America. I'm ready. Let's go.
Jimmy stepped out onto the west steps, and the crowd erupted into applause, peppered with cheers for the youngest elected president in American history. Max Thornfield, meanwhile, didn't even have the decency to realize he was late for the inauguration. In all fairness, he was somewhat distracted at the moment.
Why are you doing this, Trallis?
Oh, Max, because I can!
The remainder of the Flash Pack, however, did remember.
Molly, we're gonna miss Jimmy's big day!
Some things are more important.
Molly was crammed into the undersized seats, piloting their cat ship as fast as they could get away with inside of Earth's atmosphere without the engines blowing out. She was determined to get to El Paso as quickly as possible. If they'd been clocked, they would have set a record.
So, what's going on? You said Max was in danger. I thought he was with Drallis?
He is. They were on a date in El Paso.
A date? Oh, God, Molly, I'm so sorry.
It's all right. It turned into a kidnapping.
What?
Fortress, tell them.
The little catman flattened his ears out in embarrassment.
It's a funny story, actually. I was just kind of looking in on them because I was worried about Marty's feelings, you see.
Cut to the chase, pervert.
Drallis led Max into a trap. A fleet of troops grabbed him.
What? Drallis? Why would she betray Max?
How should I know? The man is a stupid head.
Maybe you'd have preferred Drallis ask you on a date so she could be torturing you?
It might be worth it.
On the contrary, Max was not enjoying himself. Drallis had him strapped to a table, electrodes connected to the pain centers of his brain. She strutted around the room before him, her t-shirt and jeans cast aside for a revealing metallic bikini and cape, holding the activator so that at any whim...
All right, Max. You want to know why? I'll tell you.
Please.
Unless you'd rather have more.
No! No more!
Very well. It must seem so crazy to you. My betrayal. I've been a part of the Flash Pack since it began. A founding member. You and I have known each other even longer. I am, of course, grateful to your mother for raising me. A poor orphan girl. She treated me almost as one of her own. Almost. Indeed, Earth has been like a home to me.
Earth?
But you see, it isn't my home. Not really. I've been contacted by my brother, and it seems I'm not just a poor orphan girl. I'm the lost daughter of a line of powerful and ruthless galactic dictators.
What? That's crazy.
Behave! Max Thornfield? I'd like you to meet my brother, Dex.
Hello, Thornfield. The pleasure is mine, I'm sure. My sister has told me so much about you, all of it sickeningly good.
What do you want from me?
Me? I don't want a thing from you. You humans make me ill. I assume I can use your earth things as slaves for my real slaves to use. My sister, however, seems to have use for you.
I'm going to become powerful, Max. Ruler of the galaxy.
Co-ruler of the galaxy.
It's no secret I've had feelings for you for years now.
You what?
Don't play dumb, Max.
Dear sister, from what I've seen, he couldn't if he tried. Don't you think you could choose someone more worthy of your affections? Someone in your caste, for example?
I don't know what you've done to Trellis, monster, but I won't let you get away with it.
Oh, please. What I did to her? What about what you've done? When I first approached her 6 months ago, she wanted nothing to do with me. It's you and your precious flash pack that pushed her away. As I spoke to her in secret these many months, something in her changed. It wasn't my idea to enslave the Earth, I assure you.
Things are going to be so much better, Max. Once I rule the world, we can put a stop to hunger, disorder.
But Jimmy is already—
Jimmy! Gods, Max, you always take his side. Isn't it conceivable that that little runt doesn't have all the answers for once in his life?
Oh, just kill him, sister. There's no way he'll join us. He's too much of a hero.
Join you? What are you talking
Max,
about?
Be reasonable. I don't want to kill you, Max. I love you. I'm going to be mistress of the solar system, Max. Rule by my side. Join me. Jimmy trusts you. With your help, we can overthrow the world governments with very little need to kill their leaders at all. The world will be mine, and I will be yours. No one can have me but you. Please, Max, will you join me?
A flash of light stopped Max's answer in his throat. Howdy, traitor. We'll be leaving now. A second flash of light filled Dralis' eyes as Keen grabbed a hold of Max and used her transport belt to take them both out of the siblings' clutches.
What? They have transport capabilities? Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't think they would find us.
We have fields to stop these things. Guards! Raise transporter interference. Cover the city with them!
Sir, there's an unidentified ship of Saladonian origin flying away.
That's the flashback!
Shoot them out of the sky!
On the cat ship, Mally began flying as soon as Keen was on board.
They're back! Go! Go!
Thank you, Keen. You saved my life. I owe you.
My pleasure.
Oh, goody, you are right!
Say, I thought Mally said not to teleport more than once within a day.
There was a risk involved, but I thought it was worth it. So what's going on, Max?
Dralis' brother is an evil warlord from another planet. He's got some sort of control over her.
How can you tell?
How else could she have betrayed us? I've been searching for my father for years, but I'm not going to turn my back on being a hero and doing what's right just because I found out he's some sort of jerk.
Crap. Being pursued. They're shooting at us.
Maybe if we give him Max back, they'll get us leave.
You can get us out of it, Mally. You're the best pilot I've ever—
Mighty Mercurians!
What's wrong, Max?
This thing in my head. Dralis is hooked into my brain. We must still be in range for— son of—
Fertress, take the wheel.
What? Me? Mally, I can't—
I have to get that thing out of Max's head. It'll only take a minute.
Mally, no. You shouldn't risk it just for—
I don't have a choice, Max. Bite down on this.
Oh god, I can't watch this.
Mally yanked the implant out of Max's head, but just as it came clear, one of Dex's ships finally clipped the cat ship's wing with one of their missiles.
We're hit!
These ships are built for your kind. You're supposed to be better at flying than we are.
Hey yo, magic user, not pilot! Which reminds me—
Fertress propped his spellbook on the dashboard as the ship began going down. He pawed through the pages quickly and then began to incant. The air inside the cat ship started becoming thicker until, finally, it became like clear air gelatin. The ship crashed down into the side of the Sunbowl on the UTEP campus, breaking apart into many pieces. But, aside from the almost sickening jiggling feeling, the flash pack was unharmed. Once the wreckage settled, the air decongealed, allowing them to move once more.
Was that absolutely necessary?
It was the first thing I could find. We lived, didn't we?
We better get moving if we want to keep it up.
Too late. Look.
A sleek and impressive ship was headed right for them. Its hull seemed to be made of silver and gold, polished to perfection, and reflecting everything around it, almost seeming to glow.
It's a battle nova. Incredibly expensive show ship, usually bought by royalty.
It must be Dex. We've got to... run?
Don't move.
Dex's troops came from all sides and surrounded the pack, boxing them in as the battle nova landed nearby.
Okay, let's take stock here. Do we have any blasters?
Lost with the ship.
Flash grenades.
Lost with the ship.
Rocket launchers?
Lost with the ship.
Nuclear warheads.
No.
I've got my spellbook.
Well, it's something. See what you can do.
The pack fell silent as the boarding ramp descended from the gleaming ship. Soon Dex and Drallis descended, hand in hand.
Now, Thornfield. It wasn't nice to try to slip off without saying goodbye.
I hate to take advantage of your hospitality, Drallis. Or should I say, your brothers? Whatever he's done to you, we'll undo. We'll get you back.
Oh, please. Is that before or after we crush your pitiful planet to dust? You're surrounded by fleets of my clone army, each of whom has been cloned from the most highly skilled soldier in my family's history. Even if by some miracle you were to escape, we'd only gather our fleet and return with enough power to decimate every being on the planet. But I'm confident we already have more than enough to take care of you, you worthless speck.
You can't talk to Max Thornfield that way. He's more of a man than a bastard like you could ever dream.
Oh, come on, you two. The man is a moron. How can you not see this?
You don't look like much yourself, Fancy Pants.
Do you like them? Handwoven by 10,000 slaves.
This is my brother, Dex, Jill. He's about to become your new absolute lord of all things.
You look incredible, Drowis.
Max turned to the little catman to find him not flipping through his spellbook, but clutching it to his chest and staring googly-eyed at Drowis' new outfit.
Vertress! Orye Elspe Ukbe.
What? Oh!
Oh, please, you thing. As if you were ever worthy of my notice, let alone my affections.
Fertress began paging through his book quickly.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Well.
I like mine well done, actually.
Drallis fired her blaster at her former friend, charring his fur and killing him instantly. Can the Flash Pack escape the alien sibling's clutches? Will the world be enslaved by this alien dictator? How will our heroes cope with the death of their friend? Find out next episode in Flight of the Flash Pack.